Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:16, London summer time. Well, I guess the story of the day again today is oil again. It made another new high at 49.40. That was very early on in the day, and it has given up a lot of those gains. It is currently at 48.60, which is a little bit down on the day, actually. But this trend is very much accelerating, and from past experience, accelerating trends, they may go on accelerating for a good while longer, but the consequent reaction is quite extreme. So we'll see where that goes, and I think that was that news. What really drove that up was the fact that I think the US were pretty much bombing Najaf into oblivion. So there was, I presume, fears on supply disruptions, that sort of thing. Another commodity to watch today has been palladium. It's currently sitting at 225.50, which is up 220 on the day, but it has been as high as 227. And that's very much coming to the top of the range that it's been trading in, and it has accelerated up there. In the last couple of days, which has sort of been out of character with what it's done over the last 3 months, where it has been really very sedate in a very sort of, depressed level. If you look at the long-term charts, it is still quite depressed. I mean, the highs have been considered, it's been five times higher than it is now, almost. So there is a ways to go if it does decide to really go for it, but at the moment it is still range bound, and you'd really want to see it break conclusively above this range and sort of get above the 230 level and stay up there and put in a couple of good strong dynamics for this to start running, and it hasn't done that yet, but it's definitely one to keep an eye on. Platinum was down on the day, and that is in a very long term uptrend, but at the moment it is looking a little depressed. It's very much still kind of in a sideways sort of pattern, quite choppy. It's found a little bit of resistance, but it's still well within its long term uptrend. So there's bound to be a little bit of choppiness, but it will eventually move upwards, I'm sure. Well, of course, as sure as anybody can be in this sort of game. Now, gold as well has been very interesting today. It's currently at 413. It's up 635, and it has been as high as 414.27. So that has broken up out of its range. Well, hopefully it's going to close up there, and we're going to see some further moves up. But gold is definitely starting to look interesting. And I had thought earlier on that it was sort of pulling silver with it, because silver is sitting at 6.94 at the moment, and that is that's only up 80 cents from where it started this morning, but it has been as high as $7.04, 4.5 cents. So that is that's starting to look like it's breaking out of that trend. It'd be very nice to see it close at the top of its range one of these days, because it has broken out of the range intraday quite a few times now, but it hasn't actually really had that sort of conclusive decision that it's going to really break out and go for it. Not yet, but it does seem to be that there's momentum building for that, so definitely silver is one to keep an eye on. Looking at some of the other metals, tin was quite strong today. It was up 125 on the 3 month contract at 91.50. So following that breakout yesterday, it is starting to put in a little bit of strength. It hasn't sort of broken the high from that breakout just yet, but it is looking a little bit stronger. Nickel was down 600 today, so all those gains it made yesterday, it gave up today. That was again, that's on the 3 month contract on spot. It was down 590, and the backwardation there is running at $305. So really, for a contract the size of nickel, we're not talking about a massive backwardation here. So that one is one to keep an eye on. That it is I suppose really still pretty much range bound, although it is most of the way up, or at least halfway up the range at the moment. And lead was weak in here today as well. It's down 23 at 840 on the 3 month. So that's continuing to look weak. That is definitely starting to form a downtrend with three lower highs in the last month or so, and if it falls from this one, that could be a fourth lower high. So that would that's really not very encouraging. Moving on to some of the soft commodities, and some of these are actually looking very interesting. Oats was looking very strong today. It's been up, I think, 5 days now. Its high of the day was at 151 and three quarters, and it's currently sitting at 147 and a half. But so that's giving you quite a big candle, but that is also higher than it has been in the last 6 or 7 weeks. So that is it's looking quite good. Wheat is still lagging a bit, and so is corn. Corn hasn't been as strong, but corn has actually been the steadiest of the whole lot of them over sort of the month of August. Excuse me. Now, soybeans, and I'm just looking at the front month. That's currently sitting at 538. It's down 6.5. It hasn't really broken the high that it made, just the short-term high it made 2 days ago. It's down a bit today, and it may well be putting in a base here in this downtrend. But we'll have to see, if it, what kind of action it makes over the course of next week. And another interesting one today, there's been a lot of interesting charts today, was the orange juice. Well, it initially opened up. Well, sorry, it didn't open up. It opened down, but it moved up. It really traded an enormous range today. At one point, it was down to 68.50, and it's currently sitting at 73.60. So, there's been there must have been some sort of news out, and then some sort of reversal of news, or some rumor flying around the place on the orange juice contract. So, as I was saying yesterday, this is going to be very volatile until people know exactly how much they've lost as a result of the hurricane, and what the hopes that they can reproduce for next year are going to be. And of course, looking at the other one of those trades, the lumber. I'm just pulling up that chart now. That is up today. It's up 7.5. That's the September lumber at 449.50. I called my spread better yesterday, and they were closing out the September contract today. And so I'll just give a quote as well on the next one. Let me just pull that up, just in case anyone is looking at investing and they can't get into it. And that is just the front month, and that is 449 at the moment. That's also up today. So those are so the lumber is looking a lot more steady than the orange juice, and presumably that's because they know how much lumber they've got and how much they can sell, as opposed to orange juice, where they don't really know how much of they've gotten, and I suppose they do know what demand is going to be like. So those are things to bear in mind. Looking at the bonds today, really, there's not a lot to say. They have been just they're pretty much all in a sideways range at the moment. There hasn't been a lot of volatility on the day. So the treasuries are at 111.06, so 6/32. The bunds are at 115.77. They're up a tenth. The gilts are at 107.22. They're up 0.17. And the JGBs are at 137.15. They're up 0.02. So really, these haven't moved at all. They're very much in those sort of tight sideways ranges, and the sort of step sequence where they've all been going up to a greater or lesser extent. Or, well, actually, they've all been going up, so it's really a case of have which of them have been going up faster. But at the moment, they're all sort of trading in that tight step sequence. So we're waiting for a breakout to the upside if you're long, hopefully. And eventually, these things will give up some of those gains, but we haven't seen any indication of that happening just yet. Looking at the equity indices, and the Europeans, they all fell today, and that was purely on the back of oil. They fell early, and they just kept those losses down. So the CAC was down 6, it's at 35.38. The DAX was down 10 and a bit at 37.12. The FTSE was actually up 6, so the FTSE has actually been very, very steady in here. And that was it's at 43.69. So yeah, the FTSE just over the last couple of days hasn't really done a great deal. It's sort of been more or less holding around the 43.50 level, and it's had a look at that level 4 days in a row, 5 days in a row now. Either intraday or towards the open or close. So that one is definitely looking a little bit more steady to the upside, if that makes sense. Whereas at the moment the US indices are up. The S&P is at 1096. It's up 5 and a bit. And all of those, you know, they're every one of them has just moved up over the last couple of days, and they're showing strength, not a great deal of strength. The Dow is currently at 10,088. Following my commentary yesterday, it definitely rallied because it opened the day in the 10,040s, low 40s today. So at the moment, it is pretty much at the top of yesterday's range. It's which so we'll see if it has any further to go. If it goes, you know, to the last high, which was at 10,200, that'd be a nice move for it. But I think it'll definitely find resistance there, given that was there was some resistance, you know, at the end of July, and at the beginning of July there was a little bit of support being found there. So there might be a level at 10,200. We'll find out. And then the Nasdaq. I'm just going to pull up the Nasdaq 100 to have a quick look. That's currently up 12.5. It's at 13.65, and that one is looking reasonably strong following the sort of upward dynamic we had 2 days ago. It's just taken out that high, and all depending, of course, on where it closes. But you know, that has definitely rallied off the 1300 level. And it is just coming back into the bottom of the ranges that we saw all the way through from March. The bottom is pretty much sitting at 1365. So if that were to, you know, to bounce back up in there and find a little bit of support again at 1365, having bounced, well, that would be looking more bullish for the Nasdaq 100, but hasn't done that yet, so we'll see what happens. Looking at just some of the currencies, the euro has pretty much been reasonably steady. It's still finding resistance at 124. It lost a cent today. It's down 123.09. Just looking at cable, that is at 181.96, down about a cent as well today. So it was originally at about 183. So, but it is very much in a range. There's sort of resistance at the top at 184 and support at the bottom at 182. So that is still sort of making decisions. Relative to the yen, it's still breaking down a bit. I'm loath to say whether it was weak or strong, because I invariably get that terminology wrong. But definitely the currency pair is had been trading sideways and has broken down. And just looking at the yen spot, That is starting to break down. It had a little bit of of support at 110, and it's currently at 109. But there's been quite a big range on the day. It's been almost up to 110 and almost as low as 109. So it's had quite a large range on the day. So we'll see what happens next week. But thank you very much for listening. I realize that some of the point and figure charts I've posted over the last week have been open, high, low, close charts as opposed to close only charts, and I realized that this morning, and one of our subscribers was good enough to point that out, and I'm sorry about that, and I'll put up close only charts from now on. It was we've and all those point and figure charts I've been putting up recently, the ones with the white background, are from our new site II Global, which was just launched, and I think there are free trials available on that for anybody who wants to sign up. That's www.ii-global.com. And that's where we're getting all the charts from. But I think my defaults weren't set up correctly, and I was getting open, high, low, close as opposed to close only, which are the ones we've always posted in the chart books. So that's hopefully explains a little bit. But thank you very much for listening. And if there's anything at all I can do to improve our service or the service you're receiving from me, just drop me a line or drop me a line in the forum, and I'm more than happy to comply. And have a great weekend.